Port Watson gave Plymouth Argyle a 25th-minute lead, slamming home an Akosh Buzaki cross. But surely blame has to go down the fingers, literally, of Clayton Ince. When he could have easily caught a crossfield ball, he decided to double-fist it away towards the touchline. With the defence in disarray, Buzaki raced to keep the ball in play and momentum going for the Pilgrims, and his early cross was devastatingly finished. Crewe were down to 10 men on the stroke of half-time when Stephen Foster brought down Luke Chadwick on the edge of the Alex penalty area. The right decision by the referee not to award a penalty, it was right on the line, but as the last defender, he had to go. Crewe's first red card of the season, also the first for the season for Alan Kay, the referee from West Yorkshire. Apart from those instances, it was a quiet first period, but Argyle increased momentum after the break. 68 minutes and it was 2-0. After Chadwick fought for possession, Blackstock took control, 8 minutes after coming on as a substitute, one touch to set himself up, and a devastating left-foot shot, his second goal in successive games. On 77 minutes, a Watton free kick, a stinger for Clayton Ince, who made a fine save. But in injury time, the points were wrapped up. Taylor's first goal after a go-mouth mix-up following a corner. 7 points clear now, Argyle, of the relegation zone in 19th position. For Crewe, it's 8 now without a clean sheet, 9 without a win. But to lighten the Pilgrims' hearts, it's 6 goals in 4 days, 2 successive clean sheets, that the first back-to-back clean sheet since August. Things looking much brighter at Home Park. 14,918 in attendance. It finished Plymouth Argyle 3, Crewe Alexandra 0.